Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of Raw Talks podcast. Me and Mark are hosting the show today from the farm. Hey, Mark.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, meowdy. So today we are diving into the topic from yang to yin. So from forcing to surfing, from heat to, well, it's not from hot to cold, but it's like balancing out that yang force. And the yang force is also a stress force and pushing through. And it's something that we are very, very, very deeply ingrained with, that comes from a state of lack, a state of fear, a state of stress, a state of, I have to get ahead, I have to survive, I have to make it, I have to look good, you know, I have to be smart, I have to be successful, I have to be fit, my kids needs to be well behaved and have good grades, my home needs to look like in the magazines, and I need to have a good relationship, and all of these things that we have to, that we somehow are programmed into believing that we have to have, and everything needs to be perfect and whatnot. And to get, so we are all on different levels of this, but so today we will be talking to those who have maybe have a lot of stress and have been very yang and like pushing through in the fight response. I can talk for myself. I've always been more force gets more done.
Yeah, well, it has its place, you know. I mean, it's there's a reason why we do it. It's because it is sometimes useful and effective.
Yeah, I mean, it took me places.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm super grateful for that, but it also burnt me out. So I was burning myself in both ends.
Yeah.
And the thing was that I didn't understand that I was doing. I understood that there was something going on, that I wasn't feeling good, but I had no idea of what actually was going on. That right. I was, I was collapsing and my body was not doing well and all of that jazz. But understanding that switching from yang to yin is very needed. But in the beginning of the process, it's a good trait to have, because we usually need to push through resistance and we need to have that kind of mentality. But let's talk a little bit about that. What's your experience of the yang?
Well, as an American and specifically a Texan, like the philosophy is always like bigger, louder, faster, stronger, heavier, you know, more elaborate, this super powerful yang energy. And for me, when I first started my spiritual journey, I kind of came into it with that energy. And so like, I was like, let's do more breath work. Let's do more TRE. I'm going to sign up for this retreat. I'm going to take this course. I'm going to go on, you know, this pilgrimage. And I was just doing and doing and doing. And it was useful to me because it was helping me to break through a lot of belief systems and a lot of barriers and things. But the more that I became acquainted with the nervous system, especially through TRE and becoming a TRE provider, I started to realize that there is an aspect of which it's time to slow down. All right. Like, I've done all of this heavy yang energy work, But I haven't explored the yin side of things. And so now I'm kind of moving my practice into more softer, more gentler approaches, and not just pushing my body relentlessly day after day to do things. And I also noticed that I previously was like forcing myself to do things and then guilting myself if I didn't do those things. It's like, oh, I didn't meditate for 3 hours today. I'm gonna have to, I'll do 6 hours tomorrow. You know, it's kind of
Yeah,
like
overcompensating.
an exaggeration, but that's the cycle that starts to happen. And moving into more of a yin state of mind around my physical practice and my meditation practice and spiritual practices really allows the nervous system to settle and into something softer, which then allows new experiences to open up. And so it actually is helping to deepen my experience. So it's been very interesting to observe and witness the shift.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think it's very beneficial in the beginning if you have a little bit about that go-getter attitude, if you have a little bit, so you can use your weaknesses to your strength. You know, it's like it's like, okay, this is the hand that I've been dealt, because we all have it. I have a lot of nervous system activation. I'm in fight or flight a lot. Okay, I use it to if I have it, I might as well use it to something good. So that's what I did too. I just completely turned my life around and I used it to get results quickly. So it's like this first layer of healing and this first layer of like reprogramming. Because when we us who come from the West, we have a deeper programming than the like the Thai people, for instance, or yeah, it's just different because it's so deeply ingrained with us, and we have such deep traumas from so early age, and many times because yeah, many things. But so to kind of turn things around, it's fantastic, you know, pushing through the ego, pushing through the blockages, pushing through the resistance, you know, like getting through that initial layer of stuff. But then when you kind of come out on the other side and you feel like, okay, I know that this is what I need to do. I know that this is my path. Whoops. And then the pushing is not beneficial anymore because it's a nervous system response. So then we have to come to this layer where we slow down and we really nurture the body, because the body is depleted. That's the thing. It's like we're stressed, then that means that the body really needs to rest and recover and to really access that green zone where all the body's self-healing mechanisms are kind of, we have to reach the par we need to activate the parasympathetic nervous system to activate the self-healing mechanisms. And the nervous system is like the main source of, it's like a commando, it's like it commands the healing. And if the fight or flight is activated, then the parasympathetic is not, then we're in survival. And then like digestion and sleep and all of these main healing functionalities are not on. And then that will in the long run break down the system. So when we first get started, it's good to do these breakthrough things and kind of overcome certain things and have that energy to turn things around. But once you've turned around, you have to go into that yin state and nurture the nervous system on a very, very, very deep level. Because if you want to access the unprocessed emotions or memories or the unfinished stress responses in the body, you won't access that unless the body thinks it's safe enough to do that. So, and that's connected to the nervous system. And if we look at where are we going with this, what's the goal? I mean, the goal is to live in peace and harmony with ourselves and our loved ones, and you know, live in our purpose and all of that. That doesn't mean that you can't be in yang sometimes or do a lot of things or like get stuff done and travel all over the world and do things. Yin doesn't mean that you only stay under a tree, looking at the leaves, smelling the flowers. That's not, I mean, you can do that if you want, but that's the state that the body needs to be in from the inside. They're
Yeah.
in, the body needs to feel like life is perfect, life is great, we're having fun, I'm safe, I'm provided for, I have abundance, I'm loved, I'm connected, I'm all of this. But
Yeah.
that's the feeling that you bring with you if you want to go into projects and work with your purpose and travel and do all the things. So it's not about what you do, it's how you do it and what source are you coming from when you do it. So it's like we need to drop down all the way for the nervous system to heal, and then from that space we can literally do anything. We will, I mean,
Right.
I promise you that you will have energy, more energy than you've ever had. You will have more creativity, you will have more motivation, you will have more of everything because we're coming from the right source. We come from health and vitality and balance and safety. I mean, when we
Yeah.
feel safe, then that's when all the magic happens. And if you're not coming from that source, you have to at some point kind of dig down and touch upon that.
Yeah.
So first we go through the first layer, and that it's like coming through a layer. And then once you crack through, you need to come into yin and slowly understand, because that's also when we start to talk a little bit more spiritually, maybe when you talk about receiving and
Yeah.
alignment and synchronicity and all of those things. That's also the trust and the yin and the harmony. And we spoke about this morning in a container that I'm joining in, and we talk about this with abundance, this void, like when anything is possible. It's like when we don't have a preconceived idea about what the future is gonna be, we can kind of stand on the edge of the void, the step edge of unknown, and you can either think that that's super scary, or it's super scary, I don't know, I don't know what's gonna happen, I need to know what's gonna happen, or I have no idea, that means anything can happen
Yeah.
and that anything is possible. And that's the trust, and that's the void of endless possibilities. And when you stand on that edge, and we were talking about it, because what I feel right now is that I can just lean forward. And what happens then is like I'm held and I'm provided for and I'm safe. And what happens then? Yeah, you can fly. It's like,
Yeah.
but you have to be light as a feather to do that, and to do that to tune with that energy. That's the yin energy.
Yeah.
Because it's the trust. It's like
Right.
it will just happen by itself. It's
Yeah,
like
and if
edge
you're in
of
the yang
creation.
energy, then you're too busy doing stuff to acknowledge that space.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And we have some people in our community who have been doing this path for a couple of years, and they've been doing all the things that we suggest and really getting good results from that. But after a couple of years, they come to us and they say, I've been doing all this work, but I'm still not sleeping so great, or there's some little aspects that they're still working on, and they keep trying the yang way to work on it. And we're slowly realizing, and to help these people understand that that will get you to a certain point, and then we kind of have to switch gears and let's try a softer approach. And then all of a sudden, people are sleeping better. People are having more energy. Letting go and surrendering of what they think that they have to do, and just do what their body desires.
Yeah, and this and that's super difficult for people because we're in performance. It's like
Yeah.
if I and that's one of the main misunderstandings, I would say, that like do more, get more, work harder, like work hard, play hard, like that you have to do something to get something. And most people, I mean, this is where the spiritual aspect also comes in, because this is a discussion that is very well known in like spiritual communities or something like that. But it can still, even if I knew that it was like that, I had to really work for it, because it was like, oh, I need to do more, I need to do more. And they're like, no, finding another way of doing things. So now I work less and I get more done. Our company is bigger. We do more things. We have more clients. We have more retreats. And I do less than I've ever done, which is the absolute key to my harmony and to my yin. So I'm constantly, because I've been so overly masculine in my polarity and super stressed and angry and controlling and all kinds of things. And the way out of that is the yin aspect, and allowing everything to slow down. And if you don't allow the nervous system to slow down, it won't be possible to do it, because everything is stored in the nervous system anyway. So it's like the absolute, it's like the control panel, it's like this control system. It's like having
I really
everything.
love that the spiritual path is full of all of these paradoxes and counterintuitive things. Like, to slow down to get more seems kind of counterintuitive, but it's like finding a hidden treasure trove when you discover that. That like, oh wow, there's actually the power in slowing down and softening and accessing that yin, and then the results of that is an expansion.
It's huge expansion. Like, for every time that I allow myself to trust and fall deeper into that yin space, it's something huge is opening up. And that's also how I've been navigating my life the last couple of years, to overcome some of my stuff that I still work on. It's just more gentleness, it's more acceptance, it's more love, it's more understanding, and it's less pushing and pulling and striving and huffing and puffing and worrying. It's really finding that space inside of you that is trust, that just feels like a soft, like cotton thing that you can just lay in. I think Luan calls it the silky feeling in the heart,
The silky feeling.
feeling in the chest. It's like when you have that, it's and that you. It's cool, because when you do the work and you really work through these things, the silky feeling comes in. It doesn't matter what aspect. It's money, future, relationship. It's the silky feeling that it's the opposite of fear, one could say. Opposite of fear and stress. I have this fuzzy, and that's, I mean, life is supposed to be a feeling. Or life is a feeling.
It is a feeling.
The way that you experience, I call it the way, like, what is your life experience? Yeah, it's connected to how you feel. Because if you would feel good, I mean, anything would be fine. You know, you would be, doesn't matter the situation, that if you feel good about it.
Yeah,
So
your
once you.
situation is dependent on your feeling.
Yeah.
So I would say that if people who are listening are people who've done a lot of yang things, and you're constantly in your program and you're on top of doing all of these things, to experiment around with this idea of doing something from more of a yin state. All right. And you can even still do the practices that you normally do, but just coming to them from a different mindset is another way to access the yin space. You don't have to stop doing what you're doing and then do something that's more yin. You just come to the openness and the heart space of that practice from a softer and more gentler approach, without expectations, without shame, without guilt, without fear. I think that's what yin really is. That's the description of what a yin state feels like.
Yeah, yin, what is that? It's the absence of fear, guilt, shame, blame, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's not only that, it's a silky feeling also, but that those emotions blocks that yin feeling of allowing things to take time and allowing things to unfold and, you know, living behind the spirit, not in front of the spirit, like allowing the spirit to show the way and to navigate from a place of trust and relaxation. But not it's not being so it's very important. It's not being passive. You're not passive. You're not like, oh, I'm just gonna lie here and
Yeah, you're
smoke
not rolling
weed
over.
all day and eat candy under the, you know, there's like it's not complacency or it's not avoidance. It's just coming from a state of joy and trust. And moving forward from that place. And it's so interesting because everyone that we talk to and all the teachers that we have, it doesn't matter if you talk to Elena, our business coach, she says like it's all about what energy are you coming from when you're navigating the business. Are you coming from a state of lack or are you coming from a state of abundance? And that's if you don't have that, you kind of what would it be like if I felt abundance? How would I do this work if there was no rush? How would I approach this project if my life didn't depend on it? If I didn't need to make any money from it, would I even do it? You know, so it's all about coming back to who I really am. This is how it's connecting to the year of the truth that we talk so much about. And like being in your full expression by being your full true self and coming from that place and coming from that place of security, from confidence, from trust, from abundance. And abundance doesn't mean that you have to have all the money in the world. Abundance is so much more.
Yeah, it's a feeling.
It's a feeling, yes. Because, you know, there's this saying like some people are so poor that all they have is money. So it's like you can have a lot of money but not be abundant. So, but people often, I mean, you need to have all of it, and that's the time, and that's the energy that is coming with the year of the dragon. Also, that it's time to transform. It's like this year you can actually have it all. So, but you, it's like, what energy are you coming from? Like when you do this transformation, are you trying to push through, get ahead, greed, you know, I'm gonna get it all? Or are you actually, you know, coming from a state of abundance and from the heart and from this yin place that doesn't have to be passive? Well, that is not passive, but it's like I come from a, it's a feeling of being feeling like home, you know, I feel like I'm home and I'm navigating with my purpose. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's like a state of mind. Yeah. And it has a real effect on the nervous system. I witnessed myself. It's like whenever I'm doing a TRE session, when I'm leading a TRE session, and if I just do a normal session, I will notice that people tend to kind of push through and go longer than they should and this kind of stuff. But if I guide them to softness and to gentleness, and we take lots of breaks in between the steps, I'll notice that when people approach the tremoring from a softer, gentler place, that the tremors actually shift in the body and they change frequency and they go to different places in the body.
100%. I remember one of our first TRE sessions that I hosted for you in the house, when I guided you to see what happened in your nervous system and that you tried to push through. And I remember it so clearly because you were in such a survival state, like I need to make this work. I need to heal myself. I need to feel better. I need to figure things out. I'm in, you know, I'm way over my head, and I need to fix this. That was like, there's something wrong with me, and I need to fix it. And there was like pushing through, and I showed that to you. And when there was no pushing through, when we kind of blocked that as an alternative, like all the emotions came up. And you saw it, you were like, oh, this is what I do all the time.
Yeah.
like all the time. That was a game changer.
Yeah, that was probably either my first or second TRE experience ever. So, yeah, what a long journey that we have come through.
Yeah, look where you can go, you know, look what you can
Yeah.
create. And it's so cool because now we have people in our community that we've been working with for such a long time that it's so, you know, when they completely change their lives in just a couple of years, they just,
Yeah.
it's like completely different from a place of absolute like crash and burn, like pain, stress. I mean, self-sabotaging like so much
Yeah.
and just turning it around in such a short period of time. So it doesn't really matter where you start. You don't have to be crash and burned to be wanting to elevate, because the process, that's so cool with the ascension process. It doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah.
It just, if you jump on the elevator, you will
Yeah,
just go up from wherever you are.
just hop on the
Yeah, just hop on
elevator.
wherever you
Yeah.
are. That's super cool.
So speaking of hopping on the elevator, how can people hop on our elevator?
Depends a little bit on the situation. Some people to prefer to work with us from home, to implement techniques and to really get guidance to shift the current lifestyle and some things. It could be personal, could be professional, or family stuff, or could even be just pursuing, like rising higher, pursuing purpose, pursuing abundance, pursuing something that you want to manifest. You can do that from home through our HLR, Holistic Lifestyle Redesign mentorship program. That's a 6-month commitment, and there's different levels of depth and support that you can get from that. So we're starting new cohorts now. So if that's something that is interesting, because we combine the nervous system regulation, the somatic release, the emotional work, shadow work, and energetics, there's all of it is included, but in different levels. And then you get the support to really actually implement it in your current life. And for those who want to come to the farm, who really want to be with us in person, to get hands-on work, to get fully seen and mirrored here at the farm, and to really work through something more deeper to elevate quicker. It's deeper and it's quicker, I would say. It's a
Yeah.
21-day journey where you get full access to all of us, and we tailor-make your program based on what we feel that you need and what you express that you want and what results you want. And we go through the nervous system and the somatic works and the shadow works and the energetics, but we also take you through a detoxification process, which is physical, emotional, and spiritual. So it's like we just tune up all the things, and whatever comes up, we deal with. So it's like what was it? It's a rehab for the soul. Who said that? That was Kim, I think.
Yeah, rehab for the soul,
Yeah.
or like a restart.
Yeah. And yeah, those are our two main offers. Work online or come see us at the farm. I do have a hybrid program that is a mix between the mentorship program and a mastermind. So I will be guiding a small group of women through a 6-month ascend into manifestation process, where I will be teaching them about the manifestation process and how to create your own like manifestation blueprint based on where they want to go in these 6 months or the year or wherever, how long. And I help them to really find, to create that path and to locate, identify and remove the different blockages. Because when we want to make significant moves in our lives, the nervous system will come and say, "Oh, I'm not ready for this. I can't do this, and I'm not good enough, and blah 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 blah
Yeah.
blah." all these blockages. They can be small, just belief system blocks. So what happens is that you get very deeply mirrored by me, and I will teach you the different the keys to create your own process, so to speak, and to learn the, yeah, you can say the keys, like the most important aspects of really designing or achieving the things that you feel like is meant for you, and that is deeply aligned and is within your purpose. And then we get also support by you and Simba. So there's a small group of women that I will monitor and move forward for 6 months within any area that they would like. And then you are there to support as the healthy masculine and work through belief systems or traumas or, you know, the things that is holding us back. So it's a small group for women who want to move in
Yeah.
the year of the dragon to get that transformation going. So that's going to be super powerful.
Yeah. I think
Yeah,
there's a
so
lot of
if
people out there who want to hop on that elevator.
hop on that elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to read more about us, you can go to livingwiththespirit.com or just send us a DM and set up a consultation if you want to, yeah, have all your your questions answered, to see if we are a good fit and to see if we, yeah, what we can do for you. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Are we going to go and have a Yin Friday?
Yes, Yen Friday.
Yin Friday. Sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Lots of fun.
See y'all later.
Bye bye. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.